Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, let's talk about how wild you got when you turned 18.
Oh my God. I mean, just look up the police report, you know?
Just one?
Just the one, unfortunately,
Okay, well, you're efficient, so. But I know it can be hard for parents to accept when their child makes huge life choices, even if it's a choice that's legally allowed. And I'm, you know, referring to Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards, whose daughter, Sammy Sheen, just started an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, I mean, she's an adult. She can do whatever she wants. But obviously, her parents are gonna have feelings about it. That seems normal.
Yeah, I feel like her parents' pot and kettle should just simmer down now.
Ooh, you know, ooh, simmer. Okay.
Right?
I love all of that. I love it. Love it.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, June 16th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
While I can't speak from experience, from what I understand, there comes a time in every parent's life when they have to let go and just let their kid live however they choose to. And for a lot of parents, that time is when their child becomes of legal age, which, at least in this country, it's 18. And now that their daughter, Sammy Sheen, is 18 years old, Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards are learning to just let her do her thing. And lately, her thing is doing an OnlyFans. Now, Charlie and Denise were married from 2002 to 2005 in a very high-profile, high-dramatic relationship. They have two children together, Lola and Sammy, and Sammy's the oldest, and she just turned 18 in March.
On Monday, Sammy announced that she started an OnlyFans account in a post on her Instagram. For anyone who doesn't know, if you just got back from, I don't know, living in a cave or something, OnlyFans is an internet subscription service site that allows people to provide content directly to fans. You pay to subscribe. And a lot of the content is non-nude or non-sexual, but OnlyFans is widely known as a platform for like celebs and sex workers to provide paid for adult content to their followers. And Sammy shared the news with a photo of herself in a pool wearing a black bikini. She captioned the photo, "Click the link in my bio if you want to see more. Kiss emoji." And she also tagged OnlyFans in the photo. And then her OnlyFans bio reads, "Hey, wink emoji, subscribe to see exclusive content, kiss emoji, smirk emoji.
I love that smirk emoji.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
It's one of my favorites.
I never know exactly how to take it.
Exactly. That's why it's just, it invites such chaos in interpretation, which is why I love it.
Yeah, which is what we need. Just more chaos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sammy also promised to upload new content 2 to 3 times a week. And then she did encourage subscribers to slide into those DMs. She said, "My messages are open, so come talk to me."
I gotta say, this is a brave girl.
Yeah.
Because open DMs just feels like the Wild West in the least fun way sometimes.
Well, let's be honest. Even if you don't say your DMs are open, you're going to get the DMs regardless.
Exactly. So I'm saying, like, you open them up like this, more power to you. And like we said, Sammy's an adult. She's 18. She can do whatever the hell she wants, except rent a car without upcharges. But that doesn't mean that her dad's going to love it. And after Sammy announced her new business venture, Charlie gave a statement to E! News, making it clear how he feels. He said, "I do not condone this." But he did admit he couldn't do much about it, given her age, adding, "I'm unable to prevent it."
Yeah. So Charlie also said he urged his daughter to keep it classy and creative, which, if anyone knows classy, it's Charlie Sheen. I think we can all agree. He also told Sammy to not sacrifice her integrity. Charlie also took a dig at Denise's parenting, saying that Sammy's OnlyFans page was created while she was staying at Denise's house. He said, "She's 18 years old now and living with her mother. This did not occur under my roof." It's like, yeah, she's living with her mother for a reason.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're kind of anti-proving your point.
Just the nerve of this guy.
I know.
The absolute nerve.
And I don't love this narrative of sacrificing your integrity. It's her body. She's legally allowed to do what she wants with it. Well, and this is what she wants to do with it. So sit down, Charlie Sheen.
Well, this is also Charlie Sheen we're talking about, who's had several rendezvous, we'll call them.
Yeah, several is being so understated.
Yeah, seriously.
So Charlie, not too happy about Sammy's decision to start an OnlyFans, but her mom is staying a lot more positive about the whole thing. And in the comments section of Sammy's Instagram post where she announced her OnlyFans, Denise wrote, "Sammy, I will always support you and always have your back. I love you."
Yeah. Denise also responded to Charlie's comments about Sammy's OnlyFans being launched while she lives at Denise's house. And in a statement to Page Six, Denise said, "Sammy is 18 and this decision wasn't based on whose house she lives in," adding, "All I can do as a parent is guide her and trust her judgment, but she makes her own choices." Which,
yeah.
I mean, look, she still lives under your roof. Like, I feel like there is some things, like, there is some respect about living under someone's roof. Like, you can't do anything you want, but, you know. What are you laughing at?
Just like, I'm trying to envision, like, you can do just about anything, but not anything.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can't, like, set the living room couch on fire and be like, "Well, I'm 18. Like, well, this is my house." So, you know.
Right, right. Well, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like this, the narrative around OnlyFans, and I know it's, like, such a common joke about, oh, check out their OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think it's as scandalous as people make it out to be.
It's not. It's like, if people are paying for it and you're not killing someone.
Yeah, I think the problem should be if she was living at her parents' house and hoarding billions and billions of dollars of the world's wealth. Then her parents should step in and say, "Not in this house. Uh-uh."
Yeah, that would probably definitely happen for sure.
That's the scandal.
Yep.
So yeah, Denise seems to really have Sammy's back now. However, things were not always so great between them. Last fall, Sammy posted a video to her TikTok account alleging that she was trapped at her mom's place and referred to it as an abusive household. Mm. Sammy said that while living at her mom's house, she hated herself and would go days without eating or sleeping, and described herself as insanely depressed. Very concerning phrases.
Yeah.
This video has since been made private, but just weeks after it was posted, a court ruled that Charlie no longer had to pay Denise child support. Mm.
And a source told People at the time that the ruling really caught Denise off guard.
Yeah, so Sammy actually shared a video update not long after that, saying that she had finally moved out of the Hell House and had a spiritual awakening. And it was reported that she'd moved in with her dad, Charlie. And in February, Denise confirmed this in an interview with SiriusXM's Jeff Lewis Live and admitted her relationship with Sammy wasn't at its best. She said, "It's very difficult. I know we'll get back to where we were eventually, but right now it is strained." But it seems like they've since reconnected. Clearly, she has moved back in with Denise.
Yeah.
And last month, Sammy posted a series of pictures with her and her mom for Mother's Day. And in the post, she captioned it with, "Happy Mother's Day. I love you so much, Mom. You have no idea how grateful I am to have you in my life. Heart emoji, bouquet emoji, champagne emoji." I mean,
that was good emoji. Listen, classification.
Denise's husband, Aaron, if they're still together, I mean, I would assume they are. He's something. Like, I think I've told you about him before, but when they were on Real Housewives, just like his like conspiracy theories and like, he's a little bit of a wackadoo. So I can't imagine that was fun for Sammy.
Yeah. It's hard because it's like, I remember being an 18-year-old. And not to like diminish anything anyone says, but I didn't get along with my mom as well as I do now. Like, there were times when it was like, there was definitely some
tension
back and forth.
Yeah.
And my dad lived in the same house, so I couldn't escape to his house. So
right.
Really uncool.
Well, I remember being 18 also because it was literally just like 4 years ago. So it's easy to remember.
Yeah, totally. Mine was last October. So Sammy, she's had her ups and downs with her parents recently, but at least she seems to be in a good place with her mom right now. And it's got to be nice to have that support because now that she's launched her OnlyFans, here come the internet trolls. In an Instagram Q&A that she posted to her stories yesterday, Sammy clapped back at someone who asked if she really thinks she has the body for OnlyFans.
Why is this still a thing?
I'm sorry. What, quote, body is there for OnlyFans? If you have a body, you have a body for OnlyFans.
Exactly.
So unless you're just a ghost, in which case, yeah, maybe we should take care of that problematic issue. But
yeah,
come on.
I would pay for a ghost's OnlyFans. Definitely. So Sammy didn't let this question get to her. She just replied with a picture of herself holding a plate with a bunch of pizza on it. And in the text of the post, she said, "Yes, because there's no body you need to have in order to do OnlyFans." She also told followers she's focusing on body positivity on the platform and said, "Only thing that matters is making sure you're comfortable with what you're posting and remembering that all bodies are beautiful."
Which is 100% accurate.
Yeah, I mean,
as long as you're comfortable with what you're doing, yeah.
Listen, somebody was selling their farts in a jar on OnlyFans. Like, are we really being that picky about things now? And also, how do I sell my farts on OnlyFans?
I was going to say, like, how do I find the clientele for that? Because
I know.
I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell them.
Yeah, seriously. My God.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, "Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast."
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell.
where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.